WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says over the last 15 years, Montreal has become an important center for new improvised music. One of the mainstays of that scene is guitarist and composer René Lussier. Lussier's latest album, released a few months ago, features 13 players, most of them from Quebec.
Guitarist René Lussier serves up something so unusual, I'm afraid few jazz fans appreciate it when they hear it. Really good fusion music. Fusion is that blend of jazz and rock that was all the rage in the 1970s. Remember the Mahavishnu Orchestra? Critics tended to hate it. Most fusion provided an opportunity for guitarists and keyboard players to get their rocks off and damage your hearing. René Lussier draws inspiration from more thoughtful fusioneers, like Frank Zappa at his jazziest, and maybe some English art rock bands like Hatfield and the North. Lussier's latest CD, Le Cœur de l'Ouvrage, which translates The Heart of the Work, is on the Montreal label Ambiance Magnétique. Of the 13 musicians involved, he's the only one who plays an electric instrument, and he's very good at blending guitar with woodwinds and brass. In Lussier's best writing, jazz, rock, and chamber music are all but inseparable. It's a fusion in the most literal sense. Here's a long excerpt from a typically intricate piece, Cuckoo. Besides the guitar, René Lussier also plays the daxophone, an invention of German guitarist Hans Reichel. Basically, the dax is a heavily amplified plank of wood played with a violin bow. It's both futuristic and primitive. So it's appropriate that Lussier sometimes plays daxophone to sound like a theremin. That futuristic and primitive electronic instrument was a staple of 50s science fiction soundtracks. That juxtaposition of the weird and the lyrical is typical of René Lussier. He's an oddball with a light touch. A fusion musician with a light touch. Now that's someone rare enough to treasure.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice.